You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Today is the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and we've been talking about it all week, about how it changed the lives of people on the Gulf Coast. And if you've missed any of those segments, you can catch up on them on our website, thetakeaway.org. And on this anniversary, ominously, there is a tropical storm, Gustav, which is winding its way through the Caribbean and could potentially make its way to the Gulf. And no one is watching it closer than the people in New Orleans, especially on this day, the third anniversary. Sandy Rosenthal has been a relentless advocate for efforts to bring attention to the problems with levees. She and her son founded levees.org, and they're pushing a bill in Congress called 829 Investigation Act, and it was inspired by the 9/11 Commission. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Of course, we have to start with Tropical Storm Gustav. How are you coping?
Well, it's a good word to use, start with Gustav. The moment I got out of bed, I went straight to the Internet, turned on my computer to see where the storm's latest update is. And just to a bit of a relief, it is moving to the west, away from New Orleans. On the other hand, we know that wind is a lesser problem. The biggest problem is storm surge, and so we're very, very concerned right now.
And when you talk about storm surge, this would be because of your great knowledge of the levees in and around New Orleans. How much pressure do you think at this point they could take?
They can't take much pressure. The biggest problem in New Orleans is nothing is preventing water from the Gulf from entering the Industrial Canal, which collapsed so catastrophically 3 years ago. Nothing is built there yet to stop that water, and it's not supposed to be ready until June of 2009. And so that's the biggest concern for all of us right now.
So how prepared is the city at this point? I mean, how would you describe what that is?
Well, we're all getting ready to leave. You speak to anyone as early as Monday of this week, conversation all centered around where are you going for the evacuation, and everyone has a plan.
And it's not just New Orleans in terms of the levee structure. This is something that you've been studying for several years now. It's levees throughout the Gulf. How prepared do you think those communities are?
Well, you know, it's not even just levees throughout the Gulf. It turns out, Dora, that 43% of the American population lives in areas protected by levees. And very few people understand that what really happened in New Orleans or what caused it, and even fewer understand that they, too, could be under a similar or greater threat than what we have here. And that's what levees.org has been working to educate the nation on.
And tell us about this commission. Is that in part why you are really pushing for Congress to hold hearings on what happened in August 2005?
Right. Exactly. The investigation done right after Katrina was done by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, they are the folks responsible for the performance of the flood protection. And, for example, the shuttle disasters showed the absurdity of having the federal government investigate itself. You have a disaster, you get an outside opinion. But in the case of Katrina, it was the U.S. Army Corps that did their own investigation. Conflict of interest.
But they certainly did acknowledge that mistakes were made, and the Army Corps of Engineers says they've spent hundreds of millions, if not billions, to upgrade the levees in New Orleans. Your response to that?
Well, sure. You said two things. You said they accepted responsibility. No, they did not. They did not accept responsibility. They said, we had a major disaster and we're sorry. That's what they said. Meanwhile, two independent studies conflict with the Army Corps study in 5 of 7 of the major failure mechanisms. And so between the conflict of interest and those conflicts with the other studies, we have a study that was that the Corps is relying on to rebuild the flood protection that is very controversial. And for that reason, we're pushing for a new investigation.
And what would you hope the commission would accomplish?
This new investigation done by people with no stake in the results would render a set of recommendations. For example, they would look at why was the U.S. Army Corps protecting New Orleans using a 1959 definition of a hurricane instead of more updated definitions, and why was the U.S. Army Corps using a flood protection factor, a safety factor in their levees appropriate for cattle and farmland and not people in a major metropolitan city. city, things like that.
What do you think that the federal government, the Army of Corps of Engineers, you know, city, local, and state officials in New Orleans, what has anybody learned from Katrina, do you think?
Well, as we've learned that we can no longer sit back and have 100% faith in the word of the federal government when they come in and say, we are going to, from now on, take care of your levees. You see, New Orleans used to be responsible for their own levees. In 1965, after Hurricane Betsy, the federal government said, from now on, we're going to do your flood protection. And we trusted them, and we found out that that was a mistake. And that is the reason that we consolidated and beefed up the expertise of our local levee boards, because now we realize we can't just trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers designs and builds the levees, and the only
right.
role the locals play is maintenance.
Sandy, what are you going to do after you finish this interview with us?
Well, we released a movie yesterday, and I'm in the middle of getting the word out about our new movie. It was a 10-minute documentary, and it is being shown in 70 homes throughout the nation today. And the purpose of this documentary that we just released
mm-hmm.
is to get the word out about what really happened in New Orleans, and that they too could be living under a similar threat. There are more people in California
right.
in danger of levee failure than Florida, Texas, and Louisiana combined.
Sandy Rosenthal, thank you so much, and we wish you all the best today in New Orleans.
Thank you.
Sandy Rosenthal is the founder of a New Orleans-based organization called Levees.org, and now we're going to turn to Mark Garrison, who has some headlines for us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.